Russia's gasoline crisis, China's rocket race, and a $3.2 billion question. Russian President Putin has threatened to respond several times more powerfully to Ukraine's deepening strikes after what has been described as a record-setting Ukrainian drone campaign generated a nationwide gasoline crisis inside Russia. Fuel shortages visible to ordinary citizens represent a qualitatively different kind of domestic pressure than battlefield losses in Ukraine. People notice rationing and price spikes in ways they may not notice territorial shifts hundreds of miles away. Russian state polling continues to show majority support for the military operation, but independent researchers tracking social media sentiment and regional economic indicators paint a different picture. A Morgan Stanley analysis has identified China's rocket program as the top threat to SpaceX's commercial launch dominance. China achieved its first successful recovery of an orbital rocket booster using a net capture system, technically distinct from SpaceX's propulsive landing approach. And Morgan Stanley is telling clients that the competitive threat to SpaceX is more credible than it was 18 months ago. The net capture approach catches the returning booster in a large mechanical cradle rather than landing it on legs. And China's progress on reusability has closed the gap faster than most Western analysts anticipated. The Saudi-UAE rift is forcing Wall Street banks to choose sides in what analysts describe as a $3 trillion regional rivalry. Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, and peers have cultivated deep relationships with both Saudi Arabia's public investment fund and Abu Dhabi's sovereign wealth funds, which together deployed an estimated $119 billion in global investments in 2025. As Riyadh and Abu Dhabi increasingly compete across tourism, AI investment, financial services, and arms procurement, being the trusted strategic advisor to both sides simultaneously is becoming untenable. The Pentagon has invested $25 million in ReElement, a rare earth startup with a novel processing technology designed to reduce U.S. dependence on Chinese refining capacity. China controls roughly 85% of global rare earth processing, elements essential for electric motors, defense systems, and AI hardware, and the Defense Department has been seeking to address that supply chain vulnerability since at least 2019. $25 million is a signal of intent, not a solution, but it is a bet being placed publicly. A Washington Post analysis found that companies linked to Donald Trump Jr. and Eric Trump received more than $3.2 billion in federal contracts since their father took office. The figure is striking enough to ensure the story will recur in congressional testimony, campaign advertising, and legal proceedings. The White House had not responded publicly to the analysis as of Tuesday morning.